Bill talked about last week and looking at plays and what's worked and what hasn't worked, mm-hmm. and now you have a good idea of what certain players can do. Is it maybe that, just, you know, sort of getting rid of the stuff that hasn't worked and just focusing on the stuff that you know does?
Yeah. I mean, you kind of, you know, in that bye week, you can go through, look at all the games you've played, you know, see the things that are working well for you and the things that haven't gone your way. So I think that, you know, obviously it helps us to have that bye week right in the middle of the season, give you some rest, and, you know, you're able to, you know, get a few days to look back on the games you have played and, you know, just improve on certain aspects of everyone's game, really.
Do you guys feel like, I know you've done some, you moved around a little bit and you've had some of the young defensive linemen in, that versatility can be a strength of this front kind of going down the stretch here?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, that started in training camp, really, just everyone kind of, you know, being able to be interchangeable at certain positions. Obviously, you know, during the long season of the NFL, you're going to have some injuries that you have to deal with. So, you know, that's one thing that, you know, you just want to have on a team is some versatility towards different positions and guys that can just be plugged in a certain spot and, you know, really have any type of, you know, drop in play. So, you know, I think we do a good job of that.
You mentioned the ideal time for a bye. Some people wondered, I was wondering if you could hold up at end. Do you feel any different in terms physically? Does end take a greater toll on your body?
You know, I feel good right now. You know, I've been blessed so far. I feel healthy. The bye week obviously helps everyone get a little bit, you know, back towards, you know, just feeling not as beat up as the season goes on. But, you know, defensive end, outside linebacker, you know, it's a physical position. You know, both of them, you know, you're taking on guys and dropping in coverage, and you know, it's not too much different, but you just have to have a different mentality, you know, when you're in coverage and when you're not.
When you looked at yourself, sort of self-scouting, there was kind of a jump where you said you wanted to make more plays, and then you started making more plays. Did you see that on film when you went back and looked at it?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, obviously being in a new position, you get comfortable, you get a little bit more of your awareness back the more, you know, plays you're in a certain position. So I think it was just getting back to, you know, being, you know, comfortable and, you know, getting in a new position that I kind of was settling into and just playing well.
Rob, so, what's more important to you, the mental recharge or the physical recharge?
I think both are really big. You know, when you can, you know, physically, obviously, when you're a little bit banged up, it's tough to, you know, mentally stay strong. So when you get that bye week to get your body back, you know, you just have more confidence knowing that, hey, I'm fresh, I'm good, I'm ready to roll. So it kind of helps both ways.
And mentally you get to clear up. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
if you got to clean the gutters, if you got to...
I tried that. I really did, because my gutters are overflowing, and I decided, like, hey, I'm renting this place. I shouldn't be falling off the roof of my house right now. So I just stopped what I was doing. You know. The first time I got on the roof, I was like, all right, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, roof, they don't look that high when you're on the ground.
Yeah, seriously, that, like, the day before when it was raining, I was like, man, I got to clean those gutters out. And then I got up there, I was like, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. So I called the landlord. I said, hey, bring somebody out here, please.
See, those are things you get to do.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to do some just things around the house, but when you don't own the house, it's like, well, I probably shouldn't be doing this.
You could go house shopping on the bike.
You know, I'm gonna. You know, houses are expensive around here.
Did you vote today?
No, I did not vote yet.
The Gunner, though.
Yep. Yep.
Obviously, the pass defense has kind of been a critical point for the media, fans, everybody, and everybody fixates on the coverage. But as a pass rusher, obviously, I would assume you say we can do better. We can have a better impact.
You know. It works both ways, you know, the rush, the coverage, the rush. You know, there's at times in the game where we really have done a great job in coverage and, you know, kind of not gotten to the quarterback like we should have, and then vice versa where, you know, we've gotten to the quarterback. So I think that it all works together. So, you know, as we keep growing and building, you know, it's our job as a D-line to do our very best to get to the quarterback.
On the other side of that, in terms of run defense, do you go into a game saying, they're not going to run at us, you know, they're just not going
to
do it?
Yeah, you know, that's the mentality you have to have, you know, really is, you know, every team we've played, we kind of just said, hey, you know, stop the run, get them, you know, one-dimensional, and, you know, that's the best way to make a team start throwing the ball is to shut down the run.
Is it difficult on a day like this to get back into it and fully into it mentally?
No, you know, I'm actually excited to be back. You know, we had our little break, and then now it's back to work. And I was kind of getting, sitting at the house like, hey, I need to get, you know, get back doing something. So happy to be here and ready to roll.
You're on a streak with almost a turnover a game. That's not accidental, obviously. You guys work on
it. Yeah, you know, we do. We work every day at that. You know, we pride ourselves in giving our offense the ball because, obviously, the more times they get the ball, we're going to have a better chance of winning. So, you know, every day we're working at getting the ball out and recovering the ball.
It's got to be a good feeling. They're doing it in every game.
It is. Yeah, it is a great feeling. You know, I think we kind of, you know, kept it rolling from last year. Last year we did a good job of that as well. So we just have to keep that up this second half of the season.
I think there was one play in London where there were five rookies on the field on defense.
Yeah.
Beyond the obvious, you know, contributing physically, what does that bring to a unit? An energy or anything?
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, getting some of those guys out there for experience, you know, obviously is going to help. The more plays you're out there, the more comfortable you get in every situation. So just, again, it helps the whole team, you know, as far as the season rolls on and injuries and, you know, getting guys out there, getting some experience.
But do they have a naivete or something that they enjoy certain things that maybe you look back on now and say, yeah, I used to like that too? But
you know, I just remember getting out there just wanting to be, you know, so excited to be on the field, you know, and, you know, it's as a rookie, you know, or a young player, you know, when you get out there, it's, you know, it's one of the best feelings. So you really try and do your best to make, you know, an impact so you can get out there more.
I apologize if you were asked this before, but usually NFL trade deadline is nothing. It comes and goes and nobody moves. Your team makes a deal, brings in a guy. What does that say to you about, oh, I guess the message that's being sent by the coaching staff and the organization?
You know, we're just, you know, we're trying to improve and, you know, whatever we do here to, you know, try and win. So I think that, you know, obviously we're just moving forward and trying to win more games.
In your opinion, is this a pretty easy place to come into considering the standards have been set and you have to live up to those standards or else, basically?
You know, this is you know, this is our job and, you know, we're out here to win games. So come in here, work hard, and do your best to win some football games.